Alejandro Murguia, reading from Poetry and Solidarity in the Mission District. Early one September morning, tense but confident, we departed the Mission District. Once downtown, each of us took our positions, each with clearly delineated tasks. Our plan went off better than any of us had expected. Once our cadre was in the consulate, Quique, Armando, and Arlen, wearing red and black bandanas covering half their faces, shoot out the staff, all of whom left eagerly as if they were in sympathy with our action. The doors were quickly barricaded from the inside, and then the rest of us went into action. My particular job was to call all the newspapers and televisions to let them know that the Nicaraguan consulate had just been occupied and that a statement would soon be released. I had a list with me of all the telephone numbers, and I walked across the street and used the payphone to make the calls, making each call to the media sound as urgent and exciting as possible. Another cadre called the police station to let them know that it was a peaceful takeover and that those inside were unarmed and all we wanted was to get our message out. The fire department was also called and told what was happening so that there would be no need to knock down doors or anything. While this was going on, other members had organized a picket line in front of 760 Market Street and were shouting slogans and handing out leaflets in our communique.
Alejandro Murguia lives in San Pancho, in the mythical land of Califas Aztlán. He is the author of Spare Poems, the short story collection This War Called Love, American Book Award winner, and the nonfiction The Medicine of Memory.